Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be tackling a topic that might sound a little bit niche at first.
Okay.
But trust me, it's way more fascinating than you might think.
All right.
Conservatories. And if you happen to be in Surrey, UK, this one is especially for you.
Oh, cool.
We've got this fantastic guide from a company called Shearwater Glass.
Okay.
They've got over 50 years of experience, and they've packed this guide with amazing insights about building the perfect conservatory.
Wow, 50 years. That's quite a while.
Yeah, they must know what they're talking about.
For sure.
So we're really excited to kind of dive into this guide, and
yes.
Hopefully by the end of this deep dive, you will too.
Awesome.
So I think what's really interesting is when you think about conservatories, you kind of just think sunroom,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Just a little extra space.
A place to get away from things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the reality is that modern conservatories are being used for so much more than that these days.
That's right. And, you know, I think that's one of the most surprising things that I found looking through this guide.
Yeah.
Is the sheer variety of ways that people are actually using these spaces.
Right. Like, I was blown away by some of the examples that they give in the guide. Home
yeah.
offices.
Right.
Playrooms.
Yeah.
They even had one example of a dedicated utility room.
Oh, wow.
So you can keep all those noisy appliances out of the main house.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, keep the noise down.
Right.
Especially if you're working from home or something like that.
Exactly. So it really got me thinking, like, what are all the possibilities? What would your dream conservatory look like?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
I think I would go for some sort of combination of a cozy reading nook and a bright and airy art studio.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, imagine all that natural light pouring in.
Right. But speaking of light, let's address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
The age-old stereotype of conservatories being either too hot in the summer or too cold in the winter.
Yeah, the conservatory sauna or the conservatory ice box.
Exactly. Yeah. Luckily, Shearwater Glass sets the record straight on that one.
Okay.
They explain how these advancements in materials and insulation, particularly in the roof, have made those temperature extremes a thing of the past.
Yeah. You know, and they specifically say that modern conservatories can really be a warm, snug space in winter and a cool, shaded area in summer.
I love that. And actually, one of their customers in the guide, they share a story about how their energy bills actually went down.
Really?
After installing a well-insulated conservatory.
Wow.
So it really does work.
That's amazing. Talk about busted a myth.
Right. So it's not just about comfort either.
Yeah.
They also talk about security, which I know is something that a lot of people worry about.
Yeah, especially if you're adding an extension to your home.
Right.
You want to make sure that it's secure.
Exactly. And it's not just about toughened glass anymore. Shearwater Glass highlights features like multi-point locking systems on doors and windows, and even the option of laminated glass, which is like really difficult to break.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they really do go the extra mile to ensure peace of mind.
It sounds like it.
And speaking of going the extra mile.
Yeah.
Do you know that building a conservatory can actually increase your home's value?
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah. The guide mentions a potential increase of around 5%.
Hmm.
Now, of course, that's an average, and the actual impact will depend on various factors.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to consider. You know, it's like you're adding this beautiful space you can enjoy now and potentially reap those financial rewards from later.
Right. That's a really good point.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get to one of the biggest decisions when planning a conservatory.
Okay.
The roof.
The roof. Okay.
Glass or tiled?
Ooh, that is a big decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Shearwater Glass does a fantastic job of breaking down the pros and cons of each.
Okay, cool.
What are some of the key differences that stood out to you?
Well, I think, you know, when you're talking about the roof, you really have to start with thermal performance.
Okay.
You know, so while modern glass roofs with those solar control coatings, they have come a long way.
Yeah.
Tiled roofs still have the edge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And this really comes down to the construction.
Okay.
You know, a tiled roof with its layers of insulation and air gaps creates a much more effective barrier against heat loss in the winter and heat gain in the summer.
So it's more energy efficient.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But of course, glass is the clear winner when it comes to natural light.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing quite like that feeling of being bathed in sunshine, right?
Yeah. You can't beat it.
You can't.
It's true.
But the guide points out that you don't have to sacrifice all natural light with a tiled roof.
Oh, good.
You can incorporate skylights.
Right.
Or even what's called a lantern roof.
Oh, I've heard of those, yeah.
Yeah, which is basically a raised glass structure in the center of the roof.
Okay.
To flood the space with sunshine.
Yeah, so you're still getting all that great light.
Exactly. See, I didn't even know what a lantern roof was before reading this guide.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm kind of obsessed with the idea.
I know, they're pretty cool.
It's like having a giant skylight.
Yeah, exactly.
What about maintenance? Okay. Is one option easier to care for than the other?
Well, the good news is both glass and tiled roofs have low maintenance options.
Oh, good.
So for glass, there's self-cleaning glass.
Oh, yeah.
Which uses a special coating to break down dirt and grime.
Okay.
And then for tiled roofs, mm-hmm. you can choose durable materials like slate or clay tiles.
Okay.
That require minimal upkeep.
Gotcha.
So it really comes down to personal preference in that case.
So low maintenance either way.
Pretty much.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about durability? Is there a significant difference in the lifespan of a glass roof versus a tiled roof?
This is where it gets interesting. The guide highlights a pretty significant difference.
All right.
Glass roofs typically last around 25 years.
Okay.
While tiled roofs can last up to 50 years or even longer.
Wow.
It's almost double the lifespan.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So if you're thinking long term,
yeah,
a tiled roof might be the way to go.
Interesting. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the fun part, styles.
Okay.
Shearwater glass showcases such a variety.
Yeah.
Each with its own unique charm.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we even begin?
Well, we could start with the lean-to style.
Okay.
It's modern, minimalist, mm-hmm. and a great option for smaller spaces or if you want to create a seamless transition from your home to the garden.
Yeah, I like that.
That's nice.
Then there's the Victorian style.
Oh, the classic.
The classic.
Ah, right.
Instantly recognizable with its ornate detailing and faceted roof.
Beautiful.
It's like having a little piece of Victorian elegance right in your backyard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love those.
For those with larger properties, the P-shaped conservatory, which combines a rectangular base with a rounded extension, offers the best of both worlds.
Okay.
Ample floor space and a touch of architectural flair.
Yeah, I like that, the P-shape.
Yeah, and the Edwardian style is all about maximizing floor space with its rectangular shape and high-pitched roof.
Uh-huh.
It's a great choice if you want a spacious, light-filled room that feels like an extension of your living area.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's the gable style, which features a high triangular roof that creates a sense of grandeur and drama.
Okay.
It's particularly striking on bungalows where it adds height and visual interest.
Yeah, those are nice.
So many styles to choose from.
Right. It's amazing.
It's enough to make your head spin.
I know.
But wait, there's another option we need to talk about.
Oh, what's that?
Orangeries.
Orangeries, okay.
They're often confused with conservatories.
Yeah, I can see why.
But there are some key differences that set them apart.
Okay.
So I'm picturing a traditional orangery filled with citrus trees and exotic plants.
Beautiful.
What makes them different from a conservatory?
Well, for starters, orangeries typically have more brickwork.
Okay.
And less glass than conservatories.
Gotcha.
They often feature a solid flat roof
mm-hmm.
with a central lantern roof for natural light.
Ah, so that's where the lantern roof comes in.
Exactly.
They have a more solid traditional feel.
Yeah.
Compared to the airier look of a conservatory.
Yeah, I can see that.
But the guide does mention that they tend to be more expensive.
Yeah.
And take longer to build.
Well, that makes sense with all that extra brickwork and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
The increased brickwork and more complex construction
right.
involved in building an orangery contribute to the higher cost and longer construction time.
Okay.
So if budget's a major concern, a conservatory might be the more practical choice.
Right.
But if you're looking for that classic grand feel
yeah.
and are willing to invest a bit more,
uh-huh.
then an orangery could be a stunning addition to your home.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Now I know what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
This all sounds great, but what about planning permission?
Ah, yes, the dreaded planning permission.
Right. Will I need it for my dream conservatory?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a great question, and one that Shearwater Glass addresses directly in their guide.
Okay, good.
The good news is that in most cases in Surrey, you won't need planning permission for a conservatory.
Oh, that's great.
They fall under something called permitted development rights.
Okay.
Which means they're generally allowed without specific approval.
Gotcha.
But there are exceptions.
Right.
There are always exceptions. There are certain situations where you might need planning permission, like if you live in a conservation area.
Okay.
An area of outstanding natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Or if your conservatory exceeds certain size limits.
Okay. So it's best to check.
So it's always best to check with your local planning authority.
Yeah.
Before you start building just to be safe.
Always good to be on the safe side.
Right. And that's where Shearwater Glass goes above and beyond.
Oh, how so?
They provide helpful resources and can even guide you through the planning permission process if needed.
Oh, wow.
They even point you to the Planning Portal website,
right,
which is a great resource for understanding planning regulations in England and Wales.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Talk about a one-stop shop for all your conservatory needs.
Right. They've got you covered.
So what have we learned so far in part one of our conservatory deep dive?
Let's see.
We've busted some myths.
Yeah.
Explored a surprising range of uses,
mm-hmm,
and discovered the key differences between glass and tiled roofs.
Right.
As well as various styles to choose from.
Lots of styles.
So many styles.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And we've learned that modern conservatories are not just about aesthetics.
No.
They're about enhancing your lifestyle, mm-hmm, increasing your home's value,
right,
and creating a space that you can enjoy for years to come.
Absolutely.
But we're not done yet.
There's more.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the world of conservators and uncover even more fascinating insights to help you make the best decisions for your home and your lifestyle.
Heck, wait.
Welcome back to our conservatory deep dive. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling inspired by all the possibilities.
Me too. It's so exciting.
Meryl.
But before you rush off to start sketching out your dream conservatory.
Okay.
There's something really crucial that we need to discuss, and it's something that Shearwater Glass really emphasizes in their guide.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What is it?
It's all about how you actually plan to use your conservatory.
Oh, okay.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of choosing styles and materials.
Right.
But the most important thing is to consider how this new space will fit into your lifestyle.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
A conservatory isn't just an addition to your home, it's an extension of your life.
Exactly.
So how do we figure out the best use for our conservatory?
We'll start by asking yourself some key questions. Mm-hmm. Like, do you envision yourself hosting like grand dinner parties with friends and family?
Yeah.
If so, a spacious dining area might be a priority.
Okay.
Or maybe you crave a peaceful retreat for reading and relaxation.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. A cozy nook filled with plants and flooded with natural light could be your sanctuary.
I love that. And if you work from home, imagine transforming your conservatory into a bright and inspiring home office.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how natural light can boost your mood and productivity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then for those with children, a dedicated play area in the conservatory could be a game changer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Keep the toys contained, but it still feels connected to the outdoors.
Right. You know, one of the most surprising uses I came across in the guide was a utility room.
Oh, really?
It's such a practical idea. It frees up space in your main house and keeps those noisy appliances out of sight and earshot.
Oh, that's so smart.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
And speaking of practical matters.
Yes.
Let's talk budget. Now, Shearwater Glass doesn't go into specific costs in their guide.
Right.
But they do highlight an important point.
Okay.
Orangeries tend to be more expensive than conservatories.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, it primarily comes down to the construction.
Okay.
Orangeries have more brickwork,
mm-hmm,
and often involve more complex designs, particularly with the addition of a lantern roof.
Right. With that raised glass structure in the center of the roof.
Yeah. So if budget is a primary concern, a conservatory might be the more practical choice.
That makes sense.
But if you're willing to invest a bit more for that traditional grand feel of an orangery and those beautiful lantern roofs, then by all means, go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
It's all about finding the right balance between your vision and your budget.
Absolutely.
But regardless of which option you choose, let's not forget about one of the biggest benefits of having a conservatory, all that glorious natural light.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love that.
Imagine waking up on a sunny morning and stepping into a space filled with warmth and brightness. Oh. It's an instant mood booster.
It really is.
Even on a cloudy day, a conservatory can provide a sense of openness and connection to the outdoors,
mm-hmm,
that you just don't get with a traditional room.
Right.
And that connection to nature is something I find so appealing about conservatories.
Yeah.
They blur the lines between inside and out.
It's true. You get the comfort and shelter of an indoor space.
Right.
But with the beauty and tranquility of the natural world just beyond the glass.
I love that.
It's a really unique blend.
Yeah.
That creates a very special atmosphere.
Picture this enjoying your morning coffee surrounded by lush greenery, or curling up with a book as the sun sets casting golden hues across the room.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Right.
It's an experience that nourishes both the body and the soul.
It really does. And don't forget the practical benefits of being closer to nature.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Studies have shown that exposure to natural light can improve mood boost energy levels and even enhance sleep quality.
Wow. So it's good for you in so many ways.
It really is. So, as you can see, building a conservatory is about so much more than just adding square footage to your home.
Right.
It's about creating a space that enhances your lifestyle, brings you closer to nature, and fills your days with light and joy.
I love that.
Now, are you ready to delve into some of the nitty-gritty details that Shearwater Glass covers in their guide?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
There's still so much to discover. We're back for the final part of our conservatory deep dive, and wow, what a journey it's been.
I know, right?
I'm feeling ready to start building my dream conservatory right now.
So.
And luckily, we've got the perfect guide to help us along the way.
We do.
Shearwater Glass, with their 50 years of experience, mm-hmm. they've truly thought of everything.
It seems like it.
They even include some bonus tips and resources in their guide.
Oh, cool.
That we haven't even touched on yet.
Really?
You know, one thing that really stood out to me throughout this whole deep dive is just their commitment to their clients.
Yeah, I agree.
It goes beyond just selling conservatories, you know?
Mm-hmm. They're truly invested in helping people create spaces that enhance their lives.
It really shows.
Absolutely. They encourage you to reach out, ask questions, mm-hmm. and tap into their expertise.
That's great.
They even provide their phone number right in the guide.
Oh, wow.
It's 01932-344-415.
Okay. I'm going to write that down.
No hiding behind contact forms or automated responses.
I love that.
I love that, too.
It shows they're confident
in
their work.
Exactly.
And they genuinely want to connect with their customers.
And they even suggest scheduling a visit to their showroom in Surrey.
Oh, nice.
Where you can see their conservatories and orangeries up close and personal.
Yeah. There's nothing like seeing it in person.
Right. It's that personal touch that makes all the difference.
It really does.
They understand that building a conservatory is a big decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to be there to guide you every step of the way.
It's more than just a transaction.
Exactly.
It's about building a relationship.
And speaking of relationship,
let's talk about the relationship between your conservatory and your existing home.
Oh, okay.
This is something Shearwater Glass emphasizes in their guide.
Yeah.
And it's a crucial consideration.
Okay.
What do they say?
Well, they suggest taking a good look at your home's architecture, style, and surrounding landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Your conservatory should complement your home.
Mm-hmm.
Not clash with
it. Oh, right.
Yeah.
They even recommend considering the orientation of your home
okay.
and the path of the sun throughout the day.
To maximize that light.
This will help you determine the best location for your conservatory.
Right.
To maximize natural light and minimize overheating.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Right.
It's all about creating a harmonious flow.
Yeah.
Between your indoor and outdoor spaces.
And once you've considered the practical aspects,
yeah.
don't forget to let your imagination run wild.
Oh, yes.
What kind of atmosphere do you want to create in your conservatory? Bright and airy, cozy and intimate, a seamless blend of indoors and out.
So many options.
Right. They encourage you to gather inspiration from magazines, websites, and even gardens you've visited.
Oh.
Create a mood board
fun.
With colors, textures, and furnishings that capture the essence of your dream conservatory.
I love that idea.
It's like designing your own personal oasis.
It is.
And once you have a clearer vision, don't hesitate to reach out to those experts at Shearwater Glass.
They're there to help.
They are. They're there to answer your questions, offer guidance, and help you turn your conservatory dreams into a reality.
Awesome.
So before we wrap up this deep dive, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned.
Okay.
We've busted myths.
Yes, we have.
Explored countless possibilities and discovered that building a conservatory is an investment in your home, your lifestyle, and your well-being.
Absolutely.
We've learned that modern conservatories are not just about aesthetics. They're about creating spaces that enhance our lives, bring us closer to nature, and fill our days with light and joy. I love that. And we've discovered that Shearwater Glass is more than just a conservatory company.
Yeah.
They're a team of passionate experts dedicated to helping people create spaces that they'll cherish for years to come.
That's right.
So go ahead, dream big, plan wisely, and create a conservatory that reflects your unique style and enhances your life.
Yes.
And don't forget to check out Shearwater Glass's website or give them a call at 01932-344-415.
That's right.
They'll be happy to answer your questions and help you get started on your conservatory journey.
Happy building, everyone.
That's it for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.